is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Psalm 118. I'm kind of tickled this morning as I look at our young people today. Such a beautiful assortment, assembly of our young people here today. And I look at them and I can remember not too long ago being at that age. The faces they got. Like, man, when is this going to be over? They trying to be respectful, they can, but they're like, man, what are they doing? Why they hand up? What they hollering for? I've been there, young people. All I can ask you to do one thing for me, keep living. Stay in the church, stay with God, and you'll understand a few years from now, you'll understand why you see us crying and being extra, as you call it. Amen. I know it doesn't make sense now, but just keep living, and it'll all begin to be clear to you. I had the same face you had. And I was, man, I'm ready to go, man. I got you. And parents, stop pinching your child because I said that. Amen. Psalm 118, there's a word from the Lord. I want to begin reading at verse number 6. Psalm, I encourage you to read the whole psalm in your leisure study time, but the whole thing is good. Beginning at verse number 6, the word of God reads, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" That's enough. We'll be seated. The grass withers and the flowers fade thereof. The word of our God shall stand forever. I ask that you don't tar and feather me when I give this subject today. But it'll make sense to you. I want to tag this text this morning. Man, please. Man, please. Man, please. You attackers, man, please. The critics, man, please. The evil, man, please. The dirty folk, man, please. The jealous and envious, man, please. I come today to attack the enemy for who he really is and how he utilizes human beings to hurt other human beings. We got to understand today, child of God, this is spiritual warfare we're in. This is not physical warfare. But sometimes vehicles start thinking that they're more than they are. And it's time for the people of God to be bold, be courageous, take a stand, and stop living in fear. Stop living in intimidation. Walk towards your purpose. Walk in power. Walk in victory. Walk in your deliverance. Walk in your healing. And tell that man, please, whoever it is that's trying to cause you problems, that's got you held up, God comes today to free you from the power of man on you. Because I'm going to tell the truth, most of us are not struggling with spirit. We're struggling with mankind. Our problem is other human beings. Our problem is people. And until we get beyond that and understand who people are not and who your God is, you won't be able to walk and live in victory. I'm not coming to pep you up. I'm coming to give you pure Bible fact today. That God's word to you today is that you ought to be able to live in such a way that you can tell whoever's against you, whatever problem you got, whatever's causing kind of lie or rumor or scandal, whoever's against you, it does not matter. And you can say to that spirit, man, please. that you no longer have power over me. You're not going to bring my past against me. You're not going to bring my mistakes against me. You're not going to bring your accusations on me, because I belong to God and God belongs to me. Man, please. You're not going to stop me from praising God. You're not going to stop me from living for God. You're not going to stop me from enjoying life. God's been good to me, and I'm going to enjoy every bit of life that God has given me. Man, please. If you don't like it, that's between you and God. But I'm going to live in the power of God. All that he has blessed and prospered me to have. And I want to tell about three or four of y'all who are willing to hear today that you got to get beyond people and see what God has in store for you. Now, let me say this to you before I forget it, that people ain't going nowhere. You can leave that church and find another one. There's going to be some people in there. You can leave that job and find another job. You're going to have some scandalous folks at that job. You're not going to escape people. You got to learn how to just tell people, man, please. You are no longer going to intimidate. I'm not going to give you power over my day. I'm not giving you power over my life. I'm not giving you power over what God promised me. I've been through too much to let your look stop me. Been through too much to let what you got to say stop. I wish I was helping somebody. I wish somebody understood what I was saying. Ain't you sick of folk always thinking they can stop you or hurt you or hinder you? Man, please. You ain't make me, you ain't create me, and you showed up and saved me, so you don't have any power over me. And for you to go to the next level, you gotta be able to tell that person in spirit, man, please. It is time for you to have a holy indignation and say, no more of your looks, no more of this mess, no more of your gossip. I'm not gonna be a prisoner to people anymore. Man, please. You can try, you can set it up, you can plot, it's just not going to work, because I'm going to keep on living. This psalm today, y'all in the mood. This psalm today is a hallelujah psalm. It's a devotional psalm. The writer of this psalm is anonymous. We don't know who the psalmist is, but we know who the psalmist knows. Psalmist begins today. It was a hallelujah psalm. It was actually one of the hymns that was sang on that night when Jesus had the Last Supper with his disciples. It was one of those Passover psalms. It was a devotional psalm. It's a psalm that takes you from sobbing to shouting, from a doubt and a pout, and end up with a shout. I wish I had somebody. This psalmist, y'all, has experienced some things. The psalmist has gone through some things. Actually, y'all, this psalm was actually sang in a worship setting such as this. It was a call and response type psalm. Let me give you an example. God is good and all the time. That's call and response. And so the leader of the psalm would share certain things and hear it back, because it emphasized a whole lot of stuff. So he begins with, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And he kept saying that for the first four verses of this particular psalm. Oh, all you of Israel, bless the Lord, for the Lord's mercy endureth forever. Oh, you Jew, oh, you priests, you sons of Aaron, you priests, let the preacher say, God's love endures forever. Let the church say, God's love endures forever. Let everybody who will worship him sincerely say, the Lord's mercy and his love endures forever. Y'all missed it? I'm going to try again. The Bible says that the psalmist said in the worship setting, that on Sunday morning, that he said to them, God's mercy endures forever. Let's bless the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. When you come to church, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, because no matter what kind of week you've had, he's been good, and his mercy endures forever. Let the people of God say, oh, that his mercy endures forever. Let the preacher and the deacon and the leader say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his love, for his mercy endures forever. Let the people who gonna really worship God, for real, for real. I'm not talking about the faker, but the real folks say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, his love, his mercy endures forever. Okay, maybe you can't figure that out. This is what you gotta need you to do, so we can all participate and not miss your shot. Look back over your life. Look back over your week, and you mean to tell me you ain't a recipient of God's mercy? We should have been dead. We should have been in jail. We should have been messed up. We should have been left behind. But his mercy said no. And when you come into the house of God, you don't let people, you don't let their looks, you don't let their pride, you don't let their arrogance, you don't let who's there, and you don't let who's not there, because I came to tell the Lord, thank you.
Did anybody besides me come to tell the Lord thank you? Through it all, I'll bless your name. I'll give you glory. I'll cry hallelujah, because you've been good when I haven't been good. You love when I didn't love.
I'm gonna leave you alone. I said it's a hallelujah song. Hallelujah is the highest praise. And what this teaches me is that you gotta learn to come worship for God. Now, I told you that the psalmist has experienced some stuff. When he first started, he thought it was about the people. But he lived and realized the people I'm worried about were not there when I was in my pit. But the God who loves me pulled me out of that pit and put me on solid ground. So now I done experienced enough that when Sunday morning comes, whether they shout with me or not, I'm still going to lift my hand. Whether they say amen or not, I'm still going to give them the best I got, because you were not there. Mankind was not there when the Lord delivered me, when he healed me, when he saved me, when he protected me. Now, it serves reason that when you show up to the house of God and don't say nothing, it means you ain't seen nothing. Because your Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord. So if you come to God's house and don't say nothing, that means you must not know nothing. Because when God been good, you can't help. Every now and then you got to say something. You got to say thank you. You got to say I bless your name. You got to say have mercy. You get to can't help it. Now, but if you worry about people, you'll wait till they approve you saying it. When it's about people is when your favorite singer singing. Your favorite organist organizing. Your favorite preacher preaching. But see, I didn't come for the preacher. I didn't come for the organ, but it takes experience now, because all I need is space and opportunity. And when I find out that the Lord is in the house, I can't wait to tell him, thank you. He repeats this over and over again. And they start looking at him like some of y'all looking at me. What's wrong with this psalmist? Why he keep repeating himself and saying about God's mercy, about his undying love for us? Why he won't shut up? Why he won't sit down? Who want to hear that? He explained in verse number 5. He says, I was in distress. I was under pressure. Okay, I was backed into a corner. And I cried out to the Lord. And the Lord heard me and delivered me from that pressure place. I'm going to try it one more time. The Bible says they were wondering, why is he making all this noise? Why does he keep repeating about the mercy and the love of God? He says, maybe because I know some of y'all don't know. He said, because as for me, I was speaking. I was backed into a corner. I had pressure on me, and I cried out not to the pastor. I didn't cry to y'all. I didn't cry to you. I cried out to the Lord, and the Lord heard me. Because sometimes you'll cry to people, and they just let you cry. You'll cry to folks, and they just let you suffer. But when you call on to the Lord while he is near, he'll hear you every single time. I wish I had somebody in Zion who knows like I know that when you call on the Lord, he'll answer you. He'll be with you. He'll open that door for you. While I'm making the roof for the gumbo, can I tell y'all something? You need to stop telling people stuff you need to be telling God. I don't know who that was for. You telling everybody in the world who can't fix it and won't tell the one who's the problem fixer. I wish y'all by now would know how to tell the Lord what's going on instead of telling people who can't help you. They're in worse shape than you in. Look at it. Look at it. He says, I cried. I was in distress. I wish I had some people who know what it's like to have your back against the wall. Okay, now, watch this. In the psalm, I'm trying to teach you something real quick. Because you got to learn how, when you really trying to praise God, you're doing it in front of people, but it's to God. Y'all missed something. See, I might be in here with you, but I didn't come for you. So if you got a problem with my praise, fine. I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to the one who redeemed me. I'm talking to the one who restored me. I'm talking to the one who fought my battle. I ain't talking to you. Watch. He tried to get them in the first four verses to talk to God. He was talking to them. But then around verse number 5, he said, I'm going to talk back about why I know about God. Since y'all don't get it, I'm going to tell you about me. You know what I pray for? I pray for the day when New Zion stop fronting. And take those holy halos off your head and take those false faces off your face. And you start saying, I've been a messed up joker. I done had a jacked up week. But I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Lord will be there with you. I know that I've been messed up. My week has not been perfect. My situation ain't perfect. But here I am in the presence of God. And I'm a living witness. He'll hold you when you can't hold yourself. He'll be with you when you feel all alone. That means, instead of telling other folk business, when you're really trying to worship God, you'll tell your own business. And when you tell your own business, they can't use your business against you because your business is God's business. Here it is. He says, I was in distress. And I prayed out, I cried out to him. And he heard me. And he delivered me. That's why I'm telling y'all to give thanks. For his love endures forever. Problem with the church today is we got too many people who ain't been through nothing talking about something. And until you've been through it, you don't know nothing about it. Mm-hmm. So as I'm going to tell you what y'all problem is, your own problem in this church is, I'm not talking about y'all, I'm talking about Psalm 118. I'm not talking about y'all, I'm talking about Psalm 118. He says, y'all problem is people. He says, I'm going to tell you something I know for myself. Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready? Well, you can be able to say, man, please. You know why you can say, man, please? Because you are aligned with the Almighty. I say, you can say, man, please, when you are aligned with the Almighty. See, in warfare, y'all, in contest, it's real good to understand you can't fight wars and battles by yourself. And so what people would do, what countries would do in history, they would go find what they call an ally. Somebody who will make an agreement with them to help them fight. They will share the load in defeating the enemy. One of our problems is you keep thinking you got to fight this thing by yourself. Because you don't want nobody knowing your struggle, want nobody knowing your problem, you're shutting the door from alliances. You won't let God help you. And so what the psalmist says is, he said, the reason why I can handle people, because I don't depend on them. Now, watch what he says. He said, right there in the text, he said, the Lord is on my side. I'm in the wrong church. The psalmist says, the Lord is on my side. I'm going to try one more time. The Lord is on my side. All right. Maybe this will help. The Lord is on your side no matter where you are. In your mess. In your struggle. See, he ain't just on your side in the church. Somebody ought to be able to testify today that you can testify the Lord is on your side everywhere you go. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art. Can you take about 15 seconds and say, Lord, I thank you in the midst of my mess that you are with me, that whatever I'm going through, I'm not going through by myself. Here it is. Now, only reason some of us can't shout off that is because we have not got the right ally. Because the psalmist does not say God. He does not say creator. He does not even say heavenly father. And God is all those things. But he says Lord. Elohim. Supreme. Ruler. The authority. Above every other authority. He is on my side. Because I made a decision to get on his side. Y'all missed your shout. Y'all missed your shout. And just because he's on your side don't mean you won't find opposition. Matter of fact, I'm going to make you mad. That's why you catching hell. Because you left hell. And you're walking toward heaven. And so hell tried to make you stop so you won't go towards your destiny. That's why they won't leave you alone. That's why they won't stop mentioning your name. That's why they keep disrespecting you. That's why they keep coming against you, because they feel you're headed in the right direction. The Lord. Watch this, y'all. Because you ain't tell the truth about this. But there are some times we don't live like we on his side. Every now and then we say stuff, do stuff, and it don't appear we're on the Lord's side. But the good news is, no matter what you've done or said, when you give him your life and your heart and trust him, he's always... For I am persuaded that nothing shall separate you from the love of God. Not height, nor depth, nor anything present, nor principalities. Nothing that comes with this life is going to stop God from loving you. That's good news on a Sunday morning. I don't know why y'all ain't turning them chairs over yet. It don't matter how messed up you are. It don't matter how low you feel. That nothing has stopped God from loving you. That's why you can feel it. That's why you still breathing. It's because God's love picked you up when you couldn't pick yourself up. All right. Can I ask you a question? Is anybody dealing with something right now and you thought it was the worst thing in the world to deal with? Can I ask you a question? Is anybody in a storm today? Is anybody in a place today? Is anybody under pressure today? Is anybody feeling, lift your hands if you're feeling under pressure today. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? Because you are aligned with the Almighty, it ain't gonna take you out. Because if it could, it would have already. That's why people mad at you, because you should have died by now. You should have quit by now. You should have gave up by now. But here you are still with your head up, still got a smile on your face, still going to work on Monday, still giving God the glory. And they don't understand. They thought they done enough stuff to make you stop, but you aligned with the Almighty. Let me tell you something. When you walk with God, when you walk with God, it's just some stuff just ain't gonna happen. See, our problem is we're worried about the weapon being formed. And you upset about who's holding it. Because I never thought somebody I love would be holding that weapon. You don't stop worrying about the weapon and you're looking at the enemy who's holding it. But watch this. Even though you thought you needed them, you're living without them anyway. Oh, Lord. You are The Lord is on your side. Romans says, Paul says in Romans, if God be for us, who?
Y'all missed it.
He didn't say what. He said, if God be for you. And what Paul's really saying is, if God be for you, I'm finna get in a world of trouble. Who really matters? I don't know who this is for. But instead of crying, who left, praise who stayed. And the Lord has stayed with you through thick and thin. I wish somebody would help me celebrate God for staying with me in the middle of it. Let me move. Man, please. Because I'm aligned with the Almighty. Man, please. It made sense to me as I started recalling my life. I remember about 8 or 9 years old, and from my house walking, I would walk or ride my bike or walk to the fairground for the fair. But I had a problem with that this particular year because there were some dogs. I don't care about y'all laughing at me. Because these weren't no regular little, no roof dogs. These were dogs that had been morphed. They done made it with some kind of robot or something. And they would, ooh. Y'all ever ran from dogs and you ain't seen them but you heard them? Which lets you know it's time to run before you even see them. See, I ain't by myself. If I hear that, they let me know I need to go and pick up the pace or abort the whole mission.
Yeah.
And so these particular days, I aborted the mission. And I ain't ashamed. I say, I'll just try again. The fair's here all week. I'll just try again tomorrow. Or I just go another way. Or I just go with my mama. But this particular evening, I didn't know that it was sent for me, the opportunity on this rare occasion that my father said, let's go to the fair. And my father, who was slower than me, decided to say, let's walk to the fair. Not because he wanted to go for a walk, but because he's too cheap to put gas in the car. He felt like it wasn't necessary to burn gas to walk that short a distance. He wanted to say, oh, it's a good walk. It'd be a nice little scenery. No, you don't want to get in the car because you're too cheap to put gas in. I get it because I'm the same thing now. So what happened was we decided to walk to the fairground. And I started slowing down where I had the trauma of the sound. I stopped my steps because he ain't been through what I've been through. So I stopped my steps. I start slowing down. I start looking for a sound. Missed it. Not listening for a sound. I start looking because I was still damaged from the fear factor of what happened to me before. But this time was different. I never got a chance to interview any of those dogs. But one thing I do know, I made it to the fair because I was with my father. Y'all missed your shout. That I don't know why they didn't bark, I don't know why they didn't attack, but all I know was I got a whole lot further along when I was with my daddy. And I wish I had about 4 or 5 saints who would learn how to testify. Trying to do it by myself don't get me anywhere, but if I stay with my daddy, I can handle some stuff better. Somebody shout glory in this place. Has anybody made their mind? I'm going with daddy. I don't care what's coming. I'm going with daddy. I don't care how small. I don't care how big it is. I'm walking with my daddy. Yeah. Watch this, y'all. Too many of us are going to get bit trying to do it by yourself. Yeah. You got the Almighty God who is on your side, who's blocking you from stuff that wants to attack you. Well, you're aligned with the Almighty. Then secondly, you're adamant about living in fear. You're adamant to not live in fear. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. We'll try again. The Lord. See, it's a progression to this message. Because the Lord is on my side, I have no need to be walking around paranoid and intimidated about people. Makes it look like the Lord is not on my side. To be walking around with your head down and dragging your feet and looking depressed and looking defeated, you're making it look like to these people that we can easily get you, we can easily stop you, and you're making it look like you ain't got nobody on your side.
Right. Right. That's good.
Now, can I tell you why? Can I tell you why most of us are afraid of what we heard or experienced ourselves? Because one person hurt you, you won't let anybody else hurt you. So you're afraid to love. Let me upset y'all on a Sunday morning that most of us are not loving. We're just trying our best not to get hurt. Because love is selfless. Love is sacrificial. Love pours out and empties. How you go love with boundaries? You're trying not to get hurt, so I'm going to cook just one day a week. I'm going to give you Saturday. But I ain't going to look like a fool doing it every day. Because the last time I did that, see, some of this disobedience and rebellion is a fear to do right. See, all fear ain't, ooh, Scooby-Doo, help us. That ain't all fear. Some fear is a refusal to do what you're called to do. And you won't do it because you're afraid of being hurt again. My shouts have decreased this day by 89.6%. We won't do right. We won't sow. We won't do what God called because we're afraid. Some of us are afraid of that joker we see in that mirror. Don't even trust yourself because you know what you're capable of. I will not fear. I'm not going to live in fear. And the psalmist says, I'm adamant. I am determined to not live in fear. Now, a lot of us have tried to portray this role that we're hardcore. That's because you're scared of letting go. You feel like the only way you can be safe is to put all that armor up. Why would I do that if the Lord? If I'm trusting God, and I trust God to lead me and to direct me and to provide and protect me, why am I putting all this equipment on? Why do I have a force field around my heart? And we're here singing, I'll trust in the Lord until I die. But you ain't died yet. So the song should be, I'll trust the Lord while I live. It doesn't matter how much God tells some of us. You're still going to depend on your own instincts. Fear causes these generalizations. Well, a man, go do that. No, that's how your daddy was. I'm a woman to do that. No, that's how your woman did you. Because you're afraid now to be what God has already put in you. Because of fear. It's fear masquerading as bold. That's just how I am. That's how you made yourself to look. And you go home broken. You go home lonely. You go home isolated. But you spend all day putting on this facade. I went out again and I hid another day. Because I got to go to work. So let me go out in public and hide in public. Let me put on this false face. Some of us love masks in COVID because nobody could see. You don't want nobody to read your eyes and see into your soul, so I can hide now. Nobody can see the pain. Nobody can connect with me because I'm afraid. You call yourself Christian, but you won't love. How can you love God who you cannot see and cannot love your brother or sister who you see every day? It's because of the fear factor. But because you are aligned with the Almighty, he tells you in his word that God has not given you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So Psalmist says, I'm not going to walk by fear. I'm going to walk by faith. Because if you walk by what you see and feel, you're going to be scared. And you'll stop walking. Because, see, some of us have gotten strong enough to walk to the altar, but we're not strong enough to do any altering. So I think that I want the altar to do the work, but I don't want to do the work on my own to change. And all you come to the altar for is for somebody to remind you that God is on your side. But when you leave the church, you got to now go about the change that God has put in your life.
My Lord.
Because, see, all enemies won't leave you alone. Thus the name enemy. So you can live in fear. You learn by now that supervisor ain't left yet? That messy co-worker still there. You taking personal days, running from them. Uh-oh, Ham. You taking a personal day because you can't handle. And when you take that personal day, you come right back. I will not fear. It takes experience to know that God will fight that battle. That God will be with you. But until you learn how to trust him, because to align with God means that I trust God. See, I don't just say I'm a Christian. I show that I'm a Christian. I live like I trust God. Because not only is he aligned with me, but I want to align myself with him. Stop asking God to go to fights he didn't ordain. So then when you lost your fight, you can be adamant. Shanee, get ready, it's coming. You're adamant to not live being afraid. And today, let the Lord help you. Be honest with God and say, some of this is just me being afraid to live. I'm going on all these trips. I'm having all these parties because I'm afraid to deal with me. I stay on the move because I can't handle me. I'm finding substances because I don't want to handle me. I'm afraid to deal with me. But if God's on your side, if he's aligned with you, he knows what's wrong with you. Amen. Can I tell you something about people who are aligned with God? They walk every day covered. Amen. Am I telling the truth? See, I'm not going to be afraid. When the Lord's on my side, even when they try it. Because, see, God will let you see it. Who am I helping today? You know you got a good God when he lets you see it being formed.
and you and him both know it ain't prosper.
Lord have mercy. And can I tell you what's wrong with some of us? The Lord lets you see it, and you kind of scared of it. Because he done showed you them. And he told you, I showed that so you could see it, not for you to do nothing about it. Because I've already given you victory over it. I don't want you getting all traumatized by what I'm letting you see. I'm just showing you how much on your side I am. That even though, because guess what, y'all? It's like in those investigation rooms in the police station, when they inquiring, investigating, and talking to somebody, and interrogating, you can see them.
They can't see you.
That God got some of us in a place, his people, he'll have you in a room where you can see them. But they can't see you. They don't know that God already showed you them before they even got started with the plot and the plan. I saw you before you saw yourself. I saw what you prepared. I saw who you lined up with. So no, I'm not coming to your house. I'm not finna come out of nowhere. Now this old folks stuff here. I'm not finna come eat no spaghetti. That ain't Bible, that's just old teaching. I don't want no gumbo. I don't want no goulash. I wish anybody been raised by old folk like I was. Because the Lord ain't showing me the goulash. He showed me the mixing process. He showed me the cook. He showed me the character of the cook. He didn't show me the pot. He didn't show me the meal. He showed me the message behind the meal. And I ain't got to sit there and say, you trying to poison me. I just say, no, thank you. No, thank you. Fool as a tick. I wish I'd known. Out of nowhere, you've been against everything I do. You looking at me stupid, never can speak kindly to me, never got anything positive to say, and out of nowhere, you fixing me a special surprise. It ain't my birthday, ain't past anniversary, ain't nothing going on. Man, please. Hey! Push come to shove, I got my own stove.
Right.
I got my own air fryer.
Right.
And that bad boy is clean. Do you hear me? I got an Indo grill. But it's only when God is on your side and he will prepare you for storms before storms come. With all the weather technology we got, how you getting caught in the rain? Mimi gets on me all the time. She called me Meteorologist Hams. Because every day, throughout the day, I'm checking the weather. Because I move around too much, and I'm always going here or there, so I don't want to get caught, and I want to be prepared for whatever weather may come.
Right.
I got the technology. I got the help from on high. Because it comes from a satellite that talks to my phone, and my phone talks to me. There's information that comes from on high that will prepare you about what's coming. Y'all missed it. There's information that comes from on high about the help you was in your hand. But you, if you prepare yourself, you won't get caught slipping. Y'all missed it. Y'all missing God. Now, this don't mean I won't eat certain people's food. But I'm gonna ask God first. Lord, show me what's going on. I'm done, Mac. I'm done, man. I'm done. I'm done, man. I'm done. I'm adamant though. because I had this experience. And Tate, I'm just about ready. I had an experience about 15 years ago. I ate a meal that was meant for somebody else. It was meatloaf. See, I try to be a good pastor and help y'all. But y'all sit there and laugh at my pain and y'all don't try to pray for me. I said, I ate some meatloaf. And y'all, when your body normal, when you eat food, it's supposed to go. You know, you got your digestive system, it go there, and it's supposed to go through your esophagus and break down and go down through your stomach and break down in your intestines and then deal with your excretory system. Did I say that nice enough?
Yeah, that was
nice. Well, y'all, I ate that meatloaf, my systems got left out. Then y'all go laughing at me again. See, y'all ain't have to feel what I felt. That's why y'all can laugh. I ate that meatloaf. Now, the meatloaf tasted good. But it wasn't good to me. And it just stayed. All day Friday. I thought I was going to do like the gospel, you know. All day Saturday. And all day, night, Saturday night. And I just knew Sunday early, Sunday morning, I could get up. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday told me. When I tell you it just stayed there. And so I'm going to admit to y'all, I still, to this day, have a fear factor about meatloaf. Anybody who know me know, I ain't eat no meatloaf. I would eat a hamburger. I ain't no meatloaf. My grandma, my auntie, they get mad. You don't want them? Nah, I ain't gonna eat that meatloaf. And they laugh. I ain't done nothing to it. It don't matter. It did something to me. But today, I want y'all to pray for me. I'm gonna try meatloaf again one of these days. Not today. 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 I ain't gonna do it. Don't call me pastor. I was just thinking about fixing the meatloaf. Think again. I say I don't want it to have power over me. But I done lived pretty long without having meatloaf. I ain't got to have it. But I don't want it to have that kind of power over me because of one bad experience. See, it's me trusting people because I just got hungry. And you'll trust anybody's food. And I'm not talking about physical food for some of us. I'm talking about when you get hungry and you get desperate, you will accept anything that ain't for you. Let me quit. You can be adamant not to live afraid. Anybody determined today, I'm not going to live afraid ever again. I'm not going to be worried about, I'm not going to live in fear. I'm not going to live in hesitation and worry and anxiety. That is not my portion as a child of God. Let me tell you, young men, ask the young lady out on a date. Worst she can say is no. Y'all missed it. Ask her, would you like to go out with me? No, it's okay, you asked.
That's right.
I'd rather you be an asked and found out than be afraid of rejection. Because now you gotta learn how to have dialogue with other people. And sometimes rejection is part of life. And when they reject you, they missed out. But I'm not gonna be afraid of showing the blessing that God has placed on the inside of me. Because some people just don't want the blessing. See, that's how these abusive relationships go, where you try to make people and beat people down because you don't teach them how to not handle getting their way. That's why these men become abusive, because they don't know how to handle when stuff don't go their way. Teach these young men how to go and ask people and talk to people right.
That's good.
I think you're cute. Do you like me? Check the box. Yes or no? Try it.
Check the box.
Yes or no?
If she sent back no, here's your shout. She sent something back. Because she could have just ignored you.
That's right.
I be trying to pastor y'all. Y'all won't let me pastor. To learn how to ask, stop being afraid to ask for what you desire in your heart. The worst they can tell you is no. Kids, ask, can I stay and spend the night at your house? You don't want to stay all night. They'll say, yeah, if you ask. No. You ask. You don't want to stay. I'm teaching, Ben. Y'all saying amen. If you don't feel like you got enough in yourself to ask, why would you even want to go? Give them the right to say no. Stop being afraid of a no, because some no's are just not yet.
That's good.
Stop being afraid. Stop living in fear. If that's a job that you want, apply. If you want to start that business, get the loan. Your credit won't get it, wait till your credit does get it. And apply for that loan. But don't be afraid talking about, I know I could have done that. The worst thing you can do is live your life saying, I wish I would have. You don't want to live a life of regret because you couldn't handle rejection. And it's those no's that develop you to be a better person. Glory to God. I guess I'll wrap it up then. Wait a minute. Man, please. I'm aligned with the Almighty. I'm adamant to not live afraid. Tell the devil come quick. Pretending she slipped her finger. You did it on purpose. Man, please. Then lastly, I'm assured against anybody. I'm assured. It's a progression. Because I know the Lord is on my side. I'm not worried about fear. I'm not going to live in worry, fear, anxiety. And because I'm not going to live in fear, I ain't worried about my foes. I'm not worrying and scared of anybody. What can man do to me? Other translations call them mere mortals. What can somebody who's flesh and blood like me do to me? You scared of somebody 2 feet shorter. You know, you ever notice, y'all, some of your biggest critics, your biggest attackers, biggest skeptics, saying it from a distance? Who said that? Who said that? Thank you, Carrietta. Somebody fan Carrietta real quick.
You better preach. That's why I was trying my best. That's right.
Mere man, what can man do to me? Later on in this psalm, the psalmist kept talking about everything that he went through, but God got him out of every time. Every time the Lord showed up, they tried, but the Lord showed up because he's on your side. So I'm not worried about people. Can I tell you something? When the Lord's on your side, I'm going to speak prophetically in your life. When the Lord's on your side, how many of y'all can testify beyond a shadow of a doubt? You know the Lord's on your side because you belong to him. Here's your prophecy today. Here's your prophetic word.
I don't even have to worry about my future. Because he's almighty, which means he sees it already. Why would I be afraid about something he already handled? Then he goes further in the passage to say, they rejected the stone. These same people that wants to come after you, they came after your Savior. But they could not deny him because he came back from what they tried to do to him. So when you are aligned with the Almighty, you are not only aligned with Almighty, you got Almighty power available to you. Watch this. They rejected the stone who became the cornerstone, which means that he shook back. And can I prophesy into your life? It's shake back season for somebody. It's time to come back from who hurt you. It's time to come back from what didn't go right. It's time to come back and recover from what happened because you got the power of God. On the inside of you, it's time to shake back. It's time to get your smile back. It's time to get your praise back. It's time to get your purpose back. Shake back.